First of all, Janet, thank you. Thank you for you and your team for all of the great leadership in pulling together this conference and being really such a focal point for President Obama's climate action. And it's been an incredible journey for EPA. And really, thank you to GMI and to the Climate and Clean Air Coalition for co-hosting this incredible event. I want to make sure that I recognize that your alignment of all these international colleagues today is really essential to addressing climate change. So thank you individually as well as your countries for all of your tremendous hard work, for your presence here today. It is both valued and very much appreciated. It is quite a show of international force. So thank you all for taking the time and to be here and for the energy and enthusiasm you bring to these issues. So let me start by stating what I think is obvious, at least it is to me and I think many of you, that where we are today on climate is leaps and bounds ahead of where we were just a decade ago. In fact, just a few years ago. Last December's Paris Agreement was really a historic moment. It was an unprecedented showing of global cooperation, the likes of which has never been seen before, and it gives us a framework to continue to make progress that we need to make together. So much of our success to date has been possible because of the leadership and the cooperation of the international community. When it comes to global challenges like climate change, partnerships and collaborations that can bridge national interests and bring us together are really the core essential ingredient for success. We saw it earlier this month when Canada and the U.S. jointly committed to take action on methane and reaffirmed our country's leadership on climate. It was yet another example of just what's possible when countries come together to achieve a common goal. And that's precisely the kind of collaboration that the Global Methane Initiative has been successfully promoting for many years. Programs under the GMI have been lifting up communities around the world in so many ways, not just by reducing pollution, but by building capacity in partner countries and by generating enthusiasm and commitments from businesses as well as industries across the globe. And for over a decade, the GMI has worked to help implement methane mitigation projects that reduce methane from disparate sources like animal waste, coal mines, landfills, wastewater treatment plants, and oil and gas operations. And through government and private sector partnerships, the GMI has developed world-class expertise on best management practices, on shared tools, as well as resources that we can deliver to help all of our partners take advantage of the opportunities for cost-effective methane reductions. But we know there are still many more opportunities for methane reductions. They are out there, and they are waiting for us to tap into them. So I am thrilled that the GMI is being recharted for another 5 years and that you are all here to participate in that process. Thank you very much. I do know that if we continue to work together, then we can achieve great things. In the United States, we're committed to continuing to do our part. Thanks to President Obama's leadership, we have set very ambitious, yet also very achievable goals for ourselves, and we are on track to meet them. We're seeing incredible momentum in the U.S. marketplace towards a low-carbon future, and EPA is working to underpin that momentum with absolute concrete action moving forward. We've already moved on cars and trucks to reduce carbon pollution, and we're now doing even more than ever before. We're taking action on hydrofluorocarbons, or HFCs. Many of you are participating in that effort through the Montreal Protocol. We're taking action to launch our clean power plan, which we actually initiated, put into place last summer to cut carbon pollution from our power sector. And while that rule is temporarily stayed by the Supreme Court, many U.S. states are choosing to move forward with planning for implementation, and we are going to be there to support them. The clean power plan is legally strong. It is moving forward. We will deliver it. No worries there. So we haven't slowed down, not by a long shot, and nowhere is that more evident than our work to curb methane emissions. The U.S. has been looking at methane really closely because we know that by tackling methane, we can lock an amazing opportunity to better protect our environment for the future. That's why this past summer, we proposed standards to directly reduce methane emissions from our oil and gas sector. This will help move the U.S. towards our goal of cutting methane emissions from the oil and gas sector from by 40 to 45% below 2020 levels by 2025. Right now, we're completing review of more than 900,000 comments that we've received on our proposal. That's a lot. No worries. We've been there before. We can do it again. And we're working towards issuing our final rules this spring. And as you heard from Janet, we've already been working to expand our voluntary partnerships to reduce methane emissions from the oil and gas sector through our new Methane Challenge program. And we're really excited about it. The program, which we launched, is a platform for our companies to report systemic and comprehensive actions that they are taking voluntarily to reduce methane emissions. And it's mechanisms for those countries to be publicly recognized for their leadership. We have to do that. If you really care about reducing methane, let's praise the champions and challenge others to join them in moving forward. We know that climate change is not just a threat to our environment. It is a threat to public health and to our economy. Businesses are stepping up. Let's thank them for it. Let's celebrate. Let's spotlight how well they're doing. And let's challenge every company to take similar action. Now, many companies are choosing to make ambitious commitments as part of this program. They're making a choice to lead, and it is incredibly encouraging, and we need to expand that enthusiasm. Now, at the same time, we are staying vigilant, and we're continuing to follow where all of the science and the data will lead us. Last month, EPA released the draft of our 21st annual greenhouse gas inventory. We put that out for public comment. And the draft represents data on total reported U.S. greenhouse gas emissions across many sectors of our economy, including the oil and gas sector. With this current draft inventory, we were able to include a significant amount of new information, including from our fellow government agencies, from industry organizations, and academic and industry researchers. And that new information was eye-opening to us. So there's always more work that we need to do together. That information shows us that methane emissions from existing sources in the oil and gas sector are substantially higher than we previously understood them to be. So that's why a few weeks ago, at the President's direction, we announced that EPA is taking our first steps towards regulating existing sources in the oil and gas sector. Now, that first step is to issue an information collection request. Now, I know that sounds boring, but it actually is a significant undertaking. It is basically an opportunity for us to require the sector, those industries, the sources, to take a look at the emissions they're generating and provide us the data that we need to underpin a strong and legally binding rule. It will help us understand a few things, where the existing sources of methane emissions actually are. What kind of technologies are available to cut those emissions, and what are the costs of those technologies? That will help us to continue to drive actions moving forward that will allow us to have, again, strong, enforceable, cost-effective, and achievable standards moving forward. So that's the first step in our process. It's a routine step, and while it may seem boring, it is the linchpin of how we can move forward to capture our methane more effectively and reduce the pollution that is generating the instability in our climate. So we're moving forward, and there's no question that we have come a long way. We've come a long way together. But we do know we have a lot more work to do, opportunities ahead of us, ways in which we can emphasize our collaboration and our partnership and move forward together. I know where we will depend on that collaboration and partnership as we move forward to actually address climate change, reduce methane emissions, protect public health, protect all of our economy, and provide our children with a healthful future. Now, I thank you for being here, for continuing all of your hard work, and I really look forward to our continued steps together. Thank you all very much.